AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Some bars and restaurants in Brussels are closing early today at the recommendation of the city's mayor. Other establishments are still open. Officials raised the threat alert for the Belgian capital to its highest level. Justice Minister Koens Gijns says there is a threat of a Paris-style attack.
It is a serious and imminent threat. Otherwise, our Center for Analyse of Threats would not have qualified the situation as 4 on a scale of 4.
The U.S. Embassy in Belgium has urged Americans in the country to shelter in place and stay at home. Hundreds of Muslims living in Italy demonstrated today in Rome and Milan against what they call the abuse of Islam by those who carried out the attacks in Paris and Mali. In Rome, people were chanting no to terrorism and holding banners reading, not in my name. The snow shovels are out early in the Midwest.
Everything is white, white, white. It's beautiful. There's snow everywhere. It's still coming down. And it's a gorgeous day.
Lucy Newell Anderson is owner of Lucy's Loon Lake Coffee and Deli in Janesville, Wisconsin. That area got between 10 and 20 inches of snow. There was a lot less snow in Chicago, about 5 inches, but flights were canceled and delayed at the two big airports there. One person is dead, another seriously injured in a tandem skydiving jump in Arizona. Maricopa County fire officials say one person was pronounced dead at the scene. A second person was airlifted to a hospital. Protesters outside a police station in Minneapolis are vowing to maintain their vigil over the death of a black man who was shot by police, saying they won't move until video recordings of the incident are released and authorities change how they interact with the communities they serve. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders acknowledged today in South Carolina that he'd lose the Democratic primary to Hillary Rodham Clinton if the election was held right now. This is AP Radio News. An aviation industry task force is recommending the registration of a wide range of drones. The AP's Joan Lowy reports it means big drones and small ones, too.
Drones weighing as little as a half pound or about 8.8 ounces should be required to be registered. The concern is that might include remote-controlled helicopters or toys.
The FAA then can modify them and hopes to issue the rules before Christmas to begin registering some of the thousands of drones expected to be bought over the holiday season. Marine mammal experts say another species of marine wildlife, northern fur seal pups, has been turning up, emaciated and weak, in record numbers on the California coast, in what may have been a series of alarming signs of oceanic distress. At last check, the Marine Mammal Center has taken in 85 northern fur seals. Veterinarians estimate they're 4 to 5 months old. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.